What will your legacy be? This Sunday was All Souls Day, when we pause and pray for the souls of the faithful departed. It gives us great opportunity to reflect on our own life, how we live, and what's truly important to us, because we know life is short. St. John Henry Newman reminded us in one of his sermons that each of us must come to the evening of life. Each of us must enter on eternity. Each of us must come to that quiet, awful time when we will appear before the Lord and answer for the deeds done. It will be the dread moment of expectation when your fate for eternity is in the balance. Father Larry Richards is much more direct. In the first sentence of his book, Be a Man, he says, "You are going to die," to which I add, "and you will leave a legacy." So as I asked at the beginning, what will your legacy be? Can it be a life lived in accord with God's will? We know from the Gospel, John 6, verse 40, that God's will is for everyone who believes in His Son Jesus to have eternal life. So can your life be a legacy of faithfulness to His commandments, growth in virtue, perseverance in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, repentance, frequent participation in the sacraments, and doing the works of mercy? Because living this way, believing in Jesus, having faith in His overwhelming, gracious, saving act of dying on the cross, is emulating His life of love by loving God above all else and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Living this way creates a legacy that honors God, just as Jesus and the saints did.